Another outside the box. Wondering when a lot is too much. Today's topic is limitarianism. In two previous outside the box features, I suggested that an economy based on meeting every person's basic needs might be better than what we have now, and that limiting the incomes of the very wealthy, called limitarianism, might be a way to decrease harmful income inequality. But can we just take away or tax away someone's billions of dollars, even if they can live quite comfortably without such excess? And that money can be better utilized by providing homes for the unhoused and food for hungry folks? I think ethically, we can take that money away. Do we have the will and the support to do it? Ingrid Robbins, in the book Limitarianism, The Case Against Extreme Wealth, offers plenty of reasons for doing that. There are many recommendations provided in this book. I'll give a few one-sentence highlights. Limitarianism is not making all incomes the same, but simply establishing an upper limit for everyone. Wealth redistribution could enable everyone to flourish and thrive, like offering adequate Social Security benefits for everyone. There's nothing wrong with taxing individuals with incomes above a certain level at 90 to 100%. It's been done before. The U.S. has 4.25% of the world's population, but 53% of those with $50 million or more of wealth. Before 1975, the economy lifted all boats. Now it mostly lifts only the yachts. Trickle-down economics never worked, but is still being promoted. The amount of welfare fraud is small, but the amount of tax fraud by rich individuals is huge. Too much wealth weakens democracy and justice and creates oligarchy. Failure to be rich should be blamed on a bad economic system, not on the individuals in it. Excessive wealth is just as morally unacceptable as degradation. Our economy is socialism for the rich and capitalism for everyone else. Providing a basic income to billions of people could end poverty. When people are doing better in the economy, they take more responsibility, not less. If government is truly committed to anti-poverty efforts, then philanthropy is not needed. The role of government should not be just public safety and security, but also collective well-being. Giving up wealth has been freeing for many of the wealthy without sacrificing their security. Reasons for wealthy people to oppose inequality and redistribute their wealth include preventing working classes from revolting, making the economy better, and more funding for climate mitigation. A basic needs economy promotes human rights, fairness, democracy, and equality. Redistribution of wealth must be done internationally, so the rich cannot go to a country that allows them to keep all their wealth. And limitarianism is not capitalism, not socialism, and not communism. Instead of an economy based on profit, economic growth, and consumerism, most people want their economy to prioritize economic well-being. If you agree, do you support limitarianism and a redistribution of wealth? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to ensure basic needs for everyone.